Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
I taught them
how to protect themselves against guys who are out there. I taught them what to look for in a man. I taught them more so to keep their standards high, keep their virginity intact, and don't give it up till you get married. But some of you have been taught these things about, you know, you want this in a man. You want him to be tall, dark, and handsome. You want him to have a job, be a BMW, have a good car, da-da-da, yada-yada-yada-yada. And what you've actually put in your mind is somebody who does not exist, or exists as a fairy tale, or your ideal man, when it relates to standards, your standards are so high that, yeah, that guy might exist, but he's probably, you know, somewhere where you can't access him. So it's important that you take a look at your standards and actually see where you are and be realistic about it. And I also think that when looking for a man, you've got to get it from a male's perspective. You gotta chime in on a male and say, hey, you know what? What should I be looking for in a male? I think that's important that you get it from a male standpoint on what you would want, or take your list and talk to another male and say, hey, is this too much that I'm asking? And I guarantee you, ladies, specifically ladies, that some guy is going to tell you that, yeah, you might be asking too much, you know, just simply. And I don't want to go back into from last week, but if you have a question about any of this stuff, just hit one of your keypad, we'll try and answer, or you could type in your request or question in the chat room. All right, number two, standards were too low. Yep, number one reason why you're still single is that your standards were too high. And number two reason why your standards were too low. Too low means that you will accept anything from anybody. Yeah, that's not a good thing as well, because no guy wants that, especially if he recognizes that you're that type of girl, then you're going to get taken advantage of. You're going to put yourself in a category of either doable or keepable. And that book's coming out soon. I'll be talking a lot about that on future episodes, but keepable or doable. The moment that your standards are too low, we as men, we can recognize that and put you in a category as doable. You might be cute. You might be fine. You might have a great job. However, your standards, you will accept anything. And we think you're vulnerable. We think you're easy. So that won't happen. So you might want to take a look at that as well. And then number three, I thought was really, really important that you needed to get, and this is for males and females, one of the number one reasons why you're still single is that you have holes in your soul. Now, not hoe as in whore, but holes, H-O-L-E-S, in your soul. Your soul is not completely intact. What I mean by that is you've had some detrimental things that happened in your life. You've had some childhood tragedies. You've had some adult tragedies. You've maybe had some bad marriage, maybe a bad relationship, and some things left you wounded, left you hurt. And you can't seem to get yourself together. You can't seem to land on solid ground and become stable. Well, I want to remind you that those holes in your soul, a lot of that, the majority of that wasn't your fault. And so if you recognize that and say, wow, you know, that was me. And because now, I tell you what, here's some signs where you know you have holes in your soul. It's that when you think about the person that you were with that might have hurt you in the past, and it brings either anger or super duper joy, then you might still have a hole in your soul. If you see a person and he reminds you, she reminds you of that person who hurt you real bad, and feelings come up, you might have a hole in your soul. Thirdly, is that you bring every relationship after the person that you had this tragic event with, every person after that, you kind of measure them according to what happened to you. Sometimes people will say things like, there's no, I can't let him in my heart because it's been broken so much. Or you might do the same, got the same traits as my ex-boyfriend, or any of those kind of things. Well, none of that, you know, all of those are holes in your soul that have to be fixed. And there's a lot more I want to talk about with holes in your soul, but we just don't have enough time. You can pick up from last week and go listen to that. We talked a bit about that then. But we'll talk more about it on another episode. Okay, number four, that you are emotionally unstable. You're emotionally unstable because of the holes that are in your soul. And I got to tell you, man, No one likes a crazy person, and I gotta tell you, this is super, super important for you to get this. Any person who has holes in their soul, and they're not really put together as being a spiritually complete, emotionally complete, back together, is that they become so emotionally unstable that you can recognize it not in the beginning. They can get an Academy Award most times for acting in the beginning. But once you tap into another place where their emotions are stored, their feelings are stored, then you start seeing that crazy part come out. I guarantee you that somebody on the call right now or listening on the internet could actually tell me, yeah, I dealt with one of them crazy jokers before or crazy females before. Absolutely. She was crazy. He was crazy. Well, when you're emotionally unstable, and folks recognize that, especially in a relationship, and you've been in a relationship now for 6 months and you're emotionally unstable, I don't want to marry you. The reason why I'm still with you is maybe because you do it good. Let me just keep it real. Maybe because you do what I want you to do. You cook for me. You let me do you any kind of way I want to do you, but you are not marriage material. That's important to understand. All these are great reasons, but I'm telling you, those holes in your soul, emotional instability, your standards are too low or too high, it's important that you take a look at all of those. Number five, we ended up last week saying number five, which was baby daddy or mama drama. Baby daddy or mama drama. It's important that you understand that if you had a baby prior to your next relationship, that I want to say to you guys and gals, that it's important that you try to develop a winning relationship with that person, with that child, and with that mother or father. No female or male wants to go into a new relationship where there's drama. There's drama in a relationship, man. No one wants to deal with that. No one wants to deal with you tripping or deal with your baby mama, baby daddy tripping. You know, I think Sierra and the quarterback from, I had his name on the tip of my tongue. I lost that name, but in Future, you know, Future's on the radio. He's on other places talking negative about this guy, Russell, being around his child. You know, that's crazy. So look, I got a caller who wants to say something, somebody who's close to me. Let me bring him on before I finish here. Hold on 1 second. Here you go. Go ahead, baby.
Hey, how are you, sweetie?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. I hope you are, girl.
Great. I'm glad to be part of the talk today. I am on my way to work in the car, so hopefully you can hear me well. But I just wanted to speak for one moment on the baby mama drama. Of course, when I came into a relationship with you, you already had two kids. And I think one of the things that go along with everything that you were saying, that people, if somebody has a child by somebody else and they begin to date someone else besides their baby mom or baby dad, is that they need themselves to set boundaries before they even bring someone else to the table.
Yes.
And let them have to deal with all that drama. They have to set boundaries. They have to assure and bring certainty to that new, I'm not going to let my baby mom or baby daddy disrespect you. I'm going to be on your side. Even though I have a connection with this person through a baby, I'm not going to let them disrespect you, because so many times there are some people that have baby mama daddies and baby mamas, and they still trying to keep the door open. So now they're trying to date someone else but still want to please that baby mama to the point so that if they want to go back and have sex with them or go back and do whatever. Now, it's good to have a great relationship with your baby mom or dad, but you have to close that off. You can't leave avenues open like that when you're bringing someone else in, because you're going to bring hurt. This person is really into you, and this person is really trying to date you. This person has accepted your child or children, so that's only right that you give them that respect and you make them feel respected by your significant other, baby mom or baby dad. So I just want to just put that in, because sometimes, very few times, a baby mama daddy situation is excellent. They have great communication skills, they have great relationship, and they allow the person to date away from them someone else. They're pretty much finished with that person and they just share the baby. But not too many times that happens. The majority of the time there is some type of drama, especially when the male or female begin to date somebody else besides the baby mama, baby dad, and they find out about
right.
it, it's like their mission is to destroy that. So whoever the person
yeah.
is that's bringing the person in, they have to make sure they set boundaries and let this person know, I'm not going to allow that to happen. I'm into you. I'm looking for a relationship with you. That was my baby mom. That with my baby dad is over.
Right, right. I agree 100%. I thank you so very much for chiming in there. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, sweetheart. Have a great night at work. We look forward to seeing you in the morning.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, so you heard that. She's exactly right. You've got to set some boundaries. It's important that you do that. It's important that you don't set up your next relationship the wrong way. It's important that you make sure that you go in telling that person your truth. And I want to make sure that you guys heard what she said, that when she and I went into a relationship, I already had two kids. Well, I didn't necessarily have them already, but I had two girls pregnant. I was a rough cat back in the day. But here's the beautiful thing about that is that she gave me an opportunity and asked me with all sweetness and kindness to try and, you know, make it up to those girls. And things didn't work out that way, so she and I end up still being together. So with that said, it is not impossible to have children and enter into a lasting, fruitful, new relationship. That's very important for you to understand. And the reason why I say that is because, guys, my wife and I, we've been together 30 years now. 30 years. And I had two girls pregnant at the time. So when we first started dating, so isn't that amazing? I thank God for it, and I celebrate my relationship with my wife. So it's important that you understand about the baby daddy drummer. Listen, let me open up right quick before I get to the last three. I do have a very, very important question that seemed to be escaping a lot of people and getting some people mad, some people upset, some people angry. And that's the subject of compromising and settling. So my question on the table right now is, two questions. What is the term when a person says, I don't want to settle? What is the term? What does that mean? What does settling mean to you? And when is it ever a good time to settle? Kind of talk about that if you don't mind. I'm curious of what your thoughts are. If you have a question on that or some comment on that, press 1 on your keypad. So it would indicate to me that you have some questions. If you're in the chat room and you want to chime in, you can have a question. You can go ahead and type it in as well. But while you're doing that, while I'm waiting on your responses, I'm going to continue on. Caller, sweetheart, my wife's on the line right now. Press 1 on your keypad, baby, to take your indication off. And if you're trying to chime in again, just press 1 to take it off and then press 1 to get back on because you're still lit up on my keyboard here. All right. Getting into number 6, waiting on your responses about settling. Let's get into number 6 here, and that is Lucy. All right, Loosey, Lucy. Lucy means that you give it up too quickly and too easily. You give it up too quickly and too easily. First time, first date, I want to give you some because we had a sexual attraction. And it was awesome. We went out to dinner. I met you. Da 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 da. I'm just saying, you know, I usually don't do this, but you wake up in the bed with a stranger. Ladies, you can do that and get away with it. You can do that most times, and you can end up maybe, you know, no big deal, go back into a relationship. I want to tell you a secret here that most guys are going to hate me for. We judge you harshly when that happens. We judge you harshly. When that happens, we knock it out of the box the first time or the first night we're together. You know, that's bragging rights. We brag on that. Man, I knocked her out the first night, bro. I was strong like that, ego all pumped up. And that might not be the truth. The truth is maybe you've been waiting for so long, you finally got an opportunity, y'all connected, you gave him something. I mean, I don't know. But the point I'm making is if you want to stay single, keep giving it up so easily, you will stay single. Trust me, you will. Because if I feel like you're going to give it to me that quickly, then you're going to give it to him that quickly and to him that quickly. And I really can't trust you. I don't feel secure knowing that you're going to stay committed and stay solid to me because you gave it to me so fast. So, ladies, for sure, you got to keep your legs closed. You got to hold on. You got to hold on. Thank you, caller. I see you there. Let me see. Let me. I got a caller who's calling in from area code 438. Thank you so very much. You are live. Go ahead, caller.
I got to say, I disagree with you because I had many relationships who became long-term girlfriend with women that didn't make me wait. And I had many, I had no relationship with women that basically wanted to play that 60 game, that 60 day thing, like Steve Harvey says. And basically I was looking at them and saying, you're making your, what you have between your legs like it's a trophy. And it's not. The girls that basically, the girls that basically did it the quickest brought something else than just that. If a girl, it's not because you sleep with a woman and she just, let's say you sleep with a woman the first night or whatever night, but then she brings something better than just that. Let's say a great personality, or the next day you wake up and she decides to do a breakfast on you, or she has a great sense of conversation, or she's just a cool person. Even though you slept with her on the first night and maybe you hit it, you'll maybe have tendencies saying, you know what, she's more than just that. But the woman that basically makes you wait 60 days, and I'm hearing you saying, please close your leg, yeah, I'm not sure about that because I know many women close their leg, and you found out after 60, 70 days, horrible personality, horrible nothing to bring. So you're like, what was the point of being with you? You were not even attracted to me.
Sure. I don't disagree with you, but let me ask you this question. This is important. So the girls that you slept with on those one time, the first night you hit it, did you marry any of them?
No, they became a girlfriend of 3 years or two
years. Yeah, but did you marry her?
No, I didn't marry her and everything, but she became a long-term girlfriend. I didn't marry her because the concept of marriage is that's a higher level. That's something that comes not only you have 2 years or 3 years, it's more than just you don't marry just anybody.
Well, see, you're exactly right. And so who in this in the one-time relationship, the lasting relationship, 3-year relationship, you know, some things that you have to consider. You got to consider, number one, is that who lost the most on this particular deal? Now, you might not see it as a loss. Neither shows she might not. But looking from the outside in, it's important to understand that she gave up something so valuable, and the only thing that women really have to keep to themselves that's theirs is that their inner sanctum, which is that sex thing. And it's important for them to understand is that once you give it up, then there's certain things you want to consider. Are you giving up because you like this guy or you just want to have sex? Or are you dating him and pursuing him in hopes of a future mate or a lifelong mate? It's important that you understand that. And so with that said, this is not a cookie cutting, the only person, this is the only way to do it. No, I'm not saying that at all. So I agree with you, caller, on that. No big deal on that. However,
Because I truly believe if a woman just focuses on what she has between the legs and only that, and she brings only that, then she's not a candidate to be having a great marriage. If a lot of women would not focus to what they have between their legs, but focus on what do I have to give to have a great man? What do I bring in the table? Am I a giver? Am I somebody generous? Do I bring my feminine side? Do I know how to be kind? There are so many questions that women could basically handle and do it correctly that a lot of men would be, am I a cool chick? Am I a type of person that if my friend or whatever the guy I slept with, he present to your best friend and everything, and we all know that. We all guys, we know that. If a woman is able to go through best friend of the guy and the best friend are looking at the woman and saying she is marriage material, trust me not, those best friends are going to go to the guy and say, you better not fuck it up. That's what I did to my best friend. I told him, you better marry this woman because she went through what I told her and she answered the correct. I asked her one question. Why do you want to be with my man, with my boy? Why do you want to be with my best friend? And she answered it correctly because I have something to bring, because I'm a caring person, because I have this. It had nothing to do with the money. And when she answered that way, I went to my friend and said, you better marry this woman. And he is married and he has two beautiful kids.
Awesome. You are a great friend, and I appreciate you, brother. We need more men like you on the battlefield helping our brothers. But some of the stuff you just said is number 7 and number 8 for reasons why you're still single. So I'm going to go ahead and hit that now and transition to that particular place. But I welcome your contribution, man. You are absolutely awesome. Thank you so very much for chiming in, okay?
Thank you.
All right, thank you, brother. Okay, so like the caller just said, it's important that you bring something to the table. So let's as we transition to the actual number 7, is that after you recognize, and I know he as any other man would probably agree, is that when you're loosey-loosey and you're we know that you'll give it up to anybody anytime, and again, this is not a cookie cutting. It is not just for that person who does it one time or two times. It's up to the individual. But when you don't have any ambition, which is number 7, you have no ambition, you have no focus, you have no goals, and you have nothing else to bring, nothing to add to, nothing that makes yourself an advantage. You know, it's like having a friend who's a liability to you. And all he does or she does is bring you down. It doesn't add to you. Doesn't add anything. Oh, by the way, caller, the last caller, would you press 1 on your keypad again so it'll take it off the indication that you want to share something, please? Or if you still want, okay, there you go. Thank you. All right, so you got to make sure, and if you want to time it again, just press 1 for those who are listening, that you got to bring something to the table. You cannot just, and I'm so glad he said, your coochie is just, it's not gold. You know, it is not the cure-all. It is not your stuff is so bad that it's going to change my whole life. It isn't. You got to bring more than that. You got to bring something that makes me better. You got to bring something that makes our relationship better. And I'm glad he said this as well. And it's not about the money. It's not about the money. As a matter of fact, a lot of guys that I've been talking to said, hey, Zeke, it's not about the money, man. That they don't even have to have a job. But if they bring something more than that, if they bring support, if I can talk to them, if I can enjoy their presence, if they make me laugh, make me smile, and just happy to be with them, that's enough for me. So it's important that you look at what else do you bring to the table? What else do you bring to the table? It's important. Again, you can chime in anytime you like in the chat room. You can chime in to your questions there, or you can call in as well. Press 1 on your keypad and chime in anytime you want to. All right, last one, number 8. Commitment issues and trustworthiness. It's important that you understand that you must be trustworthy and not have commitment issues. A lot of people, males and females, more so when it comes to the commitment issue area, a lot of males have commitment issues. They've been hurt. And I heard one particular guy say this, and I'll need you guys to chime in on this, you know, especially our men or our women, but heard this guy say that men, when they get hurt by a woman or cheated on by a woman, it hurts them real bad. And I think that was kind of a sexist statement because it hurts the woman just as bad as well. And so, and it leaves, and the guy said, man, it left me scarred. I don't trust women like that no more. Well, I disagree. You got a hole in your soul. You need to be healed. You need to be restored. You got trust issues, commitment issues, and you're dealing with some things. But it's important. It's important. You will stay single. You will stay single if you have commitment issues and you can't be trusted. You're sneaky all the time. You got things going on with your cell phone and all these issues happening. It's important that you understand why you might still be single. Okay? Well, guys, I tell you, this has been fantastic. All of the topics that I'm going to be sharing is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. The main question is, can you handle the truth? And so just to recant very quickly, number 1, your standards are too high. Number 2, your standards are too low. Number 3, you have holes in your soul. Number 4, you are emotionally unstable. Number 5, you have baby daddy drama, a baby mama drama. Number 6, you are a loosey, you give it up too quick. Number 7, you have no ambition, no soul, no focus, and no goals. You're not bringing anything to the table. You just want a cake daddy or a sugar daddy, or a sugar mama or a cake mama for that matter. And then number 8, you have commitment issues, or you have issues with trustworthiness. It's important that you understand all of these topics, all of these particular things could be the very reason why you are still single. All right, while we're still on the air, we've got a couple minutes to go. Does anyone have any questions? If not, hey, guys, I want to thank you so very much. I appreciate you. Thank you for joining us tonight on Truthful Tuesday. We love you. We appreciate you. Looking forward to seeing you next week. Take care now.